I was walking through the mall, heading to the record store. Gonna buy a new tape that came out the day before. Halfway there when I got a big scare. There's a guy with a clipboard scratching his hair with a pencil. He's a mall cockroach, and his face lit up when he saw me approach. I didn't even look at him, I tried to hide, and I gradually wandered to the mall's other side. A guided missile couldn't catch me as fast as this guy did. As I tried to walk past, put his face in mine and said,
"Excuse me, sir, may I have a few minutes of your time for a survey?"
My first thought was to bash in his skull with a brick. I then get out of there quick, but there's witnesses around. They would see him going down, and the last thing I need is to be sent downtown. So I told him, make it quick, do it short and to the point. I had to keep a gynecologist appointment. I really just didn't want to be there for an hour. Then he turned to me and said,
"Are you pissing the shower?"
I didn't know what to say. I was expecting an important question from the survey. Maybe something about AIDS or an intelligent discussion, not a meaningless remark about a bodily function. He was serious, and I was shocked. I just shuddered for a minute. I was in a mental block. Then he informed me that the government was paying to see how much urine was going down the drain. Just one of many studies that the government endows, like how many gay seagulls and how many farting cows. Who really cares? So I said, "I'm gonna go. My piss is my business, and you're never gonna know."
But this is a real problem. We gotta try and fix it. Homelessness is caused by too many people pissing. The theory makes sense, and it's really quite frightening.
I said, "You're on drugs, but please, enlighten me."
"Gladly. Scientists last year found that urine from the shower drain leaks into the ground. It gets into the water that everybody drinks, then it messes with their minds so the people can't think. They start taking drugs all day and night, then they lose their job because they don't do it right. No job, no money, no home. This is a serious problem. We can't leave alone."
Seemed to want to make a career about piss, and I couldn't believe he was serious about this. So I walked away, I needed out of that place, but he turned and got right in my face. I got a weird feeling, kinda like heartburn, cause this guy was more attached to me than a tapeworm. I posited this guy would've followed me home. I said, "Get out of my face and leave my urine alone." I pushed him away and wiped his spit off my chest. He said,
"You're not gonna answer? Surely you jest."
I said, "Yeah, I just oughta kill you. Ask me again and some blood will be spilled."
"Are you pissing the shower?"
Boom, that's that. Bash his face against the wall a few times, now it's flattened. With his very last gasp of air, he said,
"Are you pissing the shower?"
So I pissed on his head.